وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Quranic teachings and Islamic elements pertaining to humanity. And in the couple of last episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life story and biography of the Prophet of Islam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great leaders of Islamic community from his pure progeny. So we were in the first chapter, we were talking about the challenges that the Prophet of Islam had in his year as a prophet, his years as a prophet. So one of the biggest challenges was the pagans of Mecca and then the Jewish community of Medina. And then we talked about the hypocrites, munafiqun, those people within the Muslim community who do not have belief in their heart, but they display belief in order to get the privileges of a Muslim member of the community. And we said that there are different levels and types of these people. So some of them are very visible. People can realize that these are opportunists. They don't believe in anything. They just are looking for the opportunities for themselves to get advantages of being a Muslim. But at the bottom of their heart, they don't have any faith in anything. And then you have people who do not start their belief with hypocrisy. Like they genuinely believe at the beginning. They sincerely believe. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. But then gradually they develop doubt, they develop inner problems and troubles, and they cannot rectify it, and they do not show it. So what happens is that after a time, gradually they lose their faith, but what remains there is just a facade of faith, an appearance of faith that is completely void and empty, and that is another form of hypocrisy. So with that, we should go to the next challenge. What happens that a person goes down the road like this? And the next challenge is that is with everyone, according to Islamic teachings, and that is the carnal soul. The fifth challenge that the Prophet had was the carnal soul of the members of the society. Why we are not talking about the carnal soul of the Prophet himself? Because according to the prophetic narration, أَسْلَمَ بِشَيْطَانِ أَسْلَمَ بِيَدِي, that he, after years of practice, after years of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the infallibility that was bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because of the infallibility, we don't have that discussion about the Prophet himself. But what about the members of the community? Yes. For them, it's even the greatest challenge. Like أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكَ, the most dangerous enemy of you, the enemy with the highest level of animosity to you is your soul that resides within your body. نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. And we have this repeated in the Islamic teachings, in the prophetic narrations, that, like for example, another thing is when people were coming back from a very difficult battle. So the Prophet told them, مَرْحَبًا بِقَوْمٍ, welcome to a group of people who have finished and fulfilled the minor struggle. But for them remains the major struggle. And these people were astonished and shocked. What is major struggle? We were in a fight, killing with swords and difficulties and everything, we lost some of our friends on the battlefield. You're talking about another battle that we have to engage to? And the Prophet answered them, and inshallah we're gonna talk about the answer of the Prophet in the next segment after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of the major struggle when the Prophet told his companions when they were coming back from a very difficult fight and battle. The Prophet told them, remains for you the major struggle, and they were shocked that now we are tired. You invite us to a major struggle, and this is minor. If this is minor, what about the major one? And the Prophet said, the major struggle is, or Jihad al-Akbar, is when you fight your carnal desire, the desire to all kinds of bad things, evil things, the desire to become the boss, ambitiousness, the desire of the sex relations out of marriage, the desire for money, which is out of your rich and which leads to stealing and theft and everything. So all of the vices that you see in a human personality, in any individual, they come from these desires. If they are not directed towards their proper goals, then they would turn a person into an evil person. And that is called, fighting with such desires is called the major struggle, or Jihad al-Akbar. So this is a soft battle. It's not like the other challenges that the Prophet had with other external enemies. These enemies that reside within the soul of people, you can only encounter that by proper education. So according to the verses of the Holy Quran, يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. One of the roles of the Prophet was to purify people, to tell them and educate them that this is the proper path, not only inform them, but constantly remind them of this thing. And this was what he did properly with his community. And as I said, it's not necessarily about people who are hypocrites. No, all of us, all believers, even though they start their journey of faith sincerely, it is possible that Shaitan or their own carnal desire starts taking the best of them. So they have to be careful. They have to be in constant awareness about this situation. Quran says, Quran talks about those people who have disease in the heart, الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. And this disease does not necessarily happen overnight. Most of the time it happens gradually. From the time that people don't remember, and it develops to become such a great and serious issue. Once the person is emptied, depleted from the true faith within his heart, and then he turns into a hypocrite. Why? From somewhere that he does not remember what happened, actually. So this is a very difficult battle, especially for the leader of a community. And because it requires constant awareness to awaken people and to do it in a way that does not break people stamina at the same time to take it seriously. So there is this level that or a scale that you have to maintain, not too soft and not too hard. And also one of the miracles of the Prophet was that he could train and educate people who had those backgrounds in the era of ignorance with all those values that existed at that time, so that he could educate and train companions like that we see in history. They become educated people, they were sources of knowledge and virtues because of the efforts and because of the struggle that the Prophet ﷺ went through. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to talk more about the elements and virtues of the leadership of the Prophet of Islam ﷺ. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me.